EGO, Earth Guide Only. This is the part of us that says, who I am is separate from you, and therefore I'm in competition with, and my value is based upon the value of my possessions and so on. What is mine? It is that individual lower level of awareness. Also in each and every one of us, there's another person. And this sacred or higher self really doesn't care how much you get. It doesn't care who you're better than. It doesn't care how much stuff you have. It's not interested in any of that. This higher or sacred part of us wants only one thing. It wants us to be at peace. There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think. You cannot manifest what you want into your life if your attention is on what they want for you, or what they tell you are your limitations or what you can do. You cannot manifest what you want if your attention is on what is. As you think, so shall you be. This old proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want, or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life. The ancestor to every action is a thought. Each and every one of us, we have this power. We have conditioned ourselves. You have allowed yourself to become that. One of the things that we believe and hang on to and live with is this whole idea that all of the things that happened to me in my past are what are keeping me from doing what I'd like to do today. Many of us bond ourselves to these wounds of our past. If I were to cut my hand, there's something, there's a healing stream that I am connected to that will allow that wound to heal. So my nature says, close up the wounds. And oftentimes we ignore our nature.
Impossible. How could I have lost? I am the perfect being, am I not?
A lot of people think that other things make them the way they are. They'll blame somebody for things that are going wrong in their life. Your anger is your choice, and you can always choose to be angry, depressed, miserable, upset, or you can choose to be fulfilled and do something positive in this moment. It's always up to you. When you get beyond just knowing yourself as this body and this personality and this thing that you inhabit, and begin to realize that who you are is that which was never born and can never die. When you recognize your eternal self, it's really about recognizing the power, the energy, the capacity. There are higher levels of awareness that are available to us. A level of awareness that allows us to do things like to manage the coincidences of our lives. To be able to place our attention on what it is that we would like to create for ourselves in our lives. To literally have the power to know that if I think about it and I keep it there and I keep that picture firm within me, that there is an energy, a source, a capacity within me that is in the universe and that is also in me. And that I can use this energy, that I can manage it. And what we have to do in order to get to that place where we can take the keys and unlock the self-imposed prisons or the prisons that we have given ourselves on the basis of what we have come to believe is our limitations, what we can and can't do. We have to let go of that, rewriting our agreement with reality. We literally have to make a whole new contract with what it is that I perceive to be what is possible for me. We have to shift out of the things that we have come to believe in, and everything that you believe in was handed to you by someone else outside of you, by the experiences or testimony of someone in the past, and because it comes from outside of you, there is still an element of doubt that keeps you from reaching higher levels, because what you think about is what expands. And if you're thinking doubt, then doubt is what expands. Now, there's a big difference between what you believe and what you know. I can do all the scientific studies. I can find the command center inside of me. And I can go to the brain and I can point to a specific point, and scientists can do this and say, there's the command center which allows you to have a thought. But there's no computer and there's no scientists and there's no technology that can ever allow us to go inside and say, there's the commander in the command center. And that commander in the command center, that weightlessness, is the part of us that we just don't pay enough attention to. Once you start becoming aware of the power of thought, and if you look around, just look around you at everything that you see, it all began with a thought. We become what we think about. And that is probably one of the most important principles in learning to manifest. An orange is a simple metaphor. You take this orange and you squeeze it as hard as you can squeeze it, and you ask yourself, what will come out? Never, no matter how many times you squeeze it, will apple juice come out. Why? Why, when you squeeze an orange as hard as you can squeeze it, does orange juice come out? The reason that orange juice comes out when you squeeze it is because that's what's inside. Now you extend the metaphor and someone squeezes you. Someone says something about you that you don't like. Someone behaves towards you in a way that you find offensive. Somebody does something or says something to you that you feel hurt by. And out of you comes anger, hatred, bitterness, tension, fear, anxiety, stress. And immediately you say, the reason that comes out of me is because of how he said it, or the way that she said that, or because they did that. But the truth is, the reality is, that what comes out is what's inside. And if you don't like what's inside, you can change it. The quality of your human experience is really much more dependent upon how you use this invisible intelligence and how you connect to this energy. And once you have an awareness that you can never be separate from it, that you and it, and whatever you call it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you call it a divine presence, if you call it soul, if you call it spirit, if you call it consciousness, it doesn't matter. What we have come to believe is our limitations, what we can and can't do. We have to let go of that. What you really want, you will get. The bad news is that what you really don't want, you will also get. And this is one of the most difficult things for people to understand. If your attention is on what is and the circumstances of your life, that's where your thoughts are, then you will continue to create what is into your life. You cannot manifest what you want if your attention is on what always has been. This is the way things are. You'll hear people say it to you all the time. These are the circumstances of life. Don't you understand? This is reality. Wake up. If you keep your attention on what always has been, then what always has been is what you'll continue to manifest. As you think, so shall you be. These aren't empty words. This is reality. And every time your thoughts are on what is, you shift it to what do I want? I have never believed that we need to be putting the responsibility on someone else. Don't tell anybody else about what you want to manifest. Don't make it a big statement. Instead, keep it to yourself. It's the present moment thoughts that I have and how I am using them that is making my life go in this direction, and nothing more.